The great elephants loom menacingly over me in the moonlight, and I wave to them on my way to the little gift shop to the right of the main entrance. I circle the wares and find a few promising items. An ornamental letter opener, a metal bookmark with the field's insignia, and two t-shirts that feature dinosaurs. The locks on the cases are a joke. I pop them with a bobby pin I find next to the cash register and help myself. Okay. Back up the stairs to the third floor. This is the field's attic, where the labs are. The staff have their offices up here. I scan the names on the doors, but none of them suggests anything to me. Finally, I select at random and slide my bookmark along the lock until the catch pushes back and I'm in. The occupant of this office is one V.M. Williamson, and he's a very untidy guy. The room is dense with papers and coffee cups, and cigarettes overflow from ashtrays. There's a partially articulated snake skeleton on his desk. I quickly case the joint for clothes and come up with nothing. The next office belongs to a woman, J.F. Betley. On the third try, I get lucky. D.W. Fitch has an entire suit hung neatly on his coat rack, and it pretty much fits me, though it's a bit short in the arms and legs and wide in the lapels. I wear one of the dinosaur t-shirts under the jacket. No shoes, but I'm decent. D.W. also keeps an unopened package of Oreo cookies in his desk, bless him. I appropriate them and leave, closing the door carefully behind me. Where was I when I saw me? I close my eyes and fatigue takes me bodily, caressing me with her sleepy fingers. I'm almost out on my feet. But I catch myself and it comes to me. A man in silhouette walking toward me, backlit by the museum's front doors. I need to get back to the great hall. When I get there, all is quiet and still. I walk across the middle of the floor, trying to replicate the view of the doors, and then I seat myself near the coat room so as to enter stage left. I can hear blood rushing in my head, the air conditioning system humming, cars whooshing by on Lakeshore Drive. I eat 10 Oreos, slowly, gently prying each one apart, scraping the filling out with my front teeth, nibbling the chocolate halves to make them last. I have no idea what time it is or how long I have to wait.